The naked future. The future is getting pretty revealing, thanks to big data. It's all about companies gathering and analyzing tons of info to figure you out, what you'll buy next, maybe even stuff you'd rather keep private. This makes people suspicious and worried that businesses are using data from our gadgets to take advantage of us. And yeah, sometimes they do. But here's the deal, big data isn't all bad. Changes are happening that will give us more power to stand up to data-hungry companies and make things fairer for everyone. Remote data collection. Telemetry lets sensors, cameras, and apps swap data over long distances. Nowadays, many items have tags called radio frequency identification, RFID, that keep broadcasting their locations nonstop to tracking technology that operates 24/7. Thanks to this, experts can whip up much more precise and personal forecasts about various aspects of your life. As manufacturers equip more and more objects with RFID tags, sensors, and transmitters, analysts will be constantly crafting and adjusting predictions. Some forecasts bring big social benefits, like Japan's earthquake early warning, EEW, system. Once this system senses the first seismic waves, known as primary waves or P waves, released by earthquakes, it sends alerts straight to people's TVs and phones. Some predictions are broad and abstract, like guessing which flu strain will spread in an area. Others are super specific and urgent, like folks live streaming emergency situations to help first responders like police and firefighters understand what they're facing before they even get there. The rise of self-tracking. People who keep tabs on everything they eat, drink, or do to understand their habits and preferences are part of the quantified self or QS movement. Self-monitoring has a long, often admirable history. Take American founding father and inventor Benjamin Franklin, for example. In his journal, he tracked the 13 virtues he aimed to practice. When he assessed his progress, he was surprised by how often he stumbled. Many people face similar self-ignorance. Tracking your actions is one way to combat it. In the past, self-tracking required a lot of effort. Now, thanks to technology, this kind of monitoring is accessible to everyone. Doctors now utilize big data to forecast health outcomes for both groups and individuals, as evidenced by a recent collaboration between researchers from Columbia and MIT who developed a model pinpointing correlations among individuals with similar medical histories to predict potential diseases. These predictive capabilities are transforming public health, particularly in the realm of epidemiology. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, maintains databases containing virus sequences, aiding medical professionals in identifying imminent flu strains and monitoring the emergence of new ones. Similarly, the U.S. National Institutes of Health, NIH, compiles a supermap illustrating the movement of flu strains throughout the U.S., drawing from reports by local health officials. With advancements in computing power, the NIH continues to enhance its predictive modeling of virus trajectories. Advanced data analysis for pandemic preparedness. The United Nations predicts an H5N1 pandemic could cause 5 million to 150 million of deaths. Real-time field data, genetic sequencing, and improved communication aid in early disease detection and prediction. Initiatives like Google Flu Trends analyze online searches to forecast outbreaks before CDC reports. Combining flu-related tweets with location data further refines predictions, enhancing our readiness against potential pandemics. Advancements in climate prediction. John von Neumann, a pioneer in computing, aimed to invent an automatic computer capable of forecasting the weather. Instead, modern science presents a variety of tools, like timepieces, stopwatches, and calendars, each tackling different aspects of weather and climate, such as temperature records and ice core samples. People combine these tools to make predictions on both local and global scales. Nearly all scientists, around 100%, agree that man-made climate change will raise global temperatures by 4 to 6 degrees Fahrenheit, leading to more severe weather events. Interestingly, as scientists grow more certain about climate change, public confidence seems to wane. In the US, this lack of certainty translates into reduced government funding for satellites that collect crucial environmental data. Consequently, other nations must step up to gather this vital information. Climate insurance for businesses. Private companies now offer weather prediction services, known as climate insurance, tailored for businesses vulnerable to weather-related risks. The Climate Corporation may not foresee every weather disaster, but it's constantly enhancing its predictions and settles claims faster than government disaster insurance. Revolutionize movie success with data. In 2009, Netflix tempted innovators with a $1 million prize to enhance its recommendation algorithm by 10%. This mirrored the film industry's pursuit of strategies to boost movies' commercial viability amid rising production costs and fierce competition for audience attention. Marketing professor Yehoshua Eliashberg, armed with big data, veered from Netflix's focus on recommendations to tackle the question of what makes a movie successful. Drawing from Aristotle's drama theories, Eliashberg and his team meticulously analyzed over 200 movie scripts spanning a decade. The result was the BART-QL algorithm, which not only predicts a film's performance but also enables filmmakers to anticipate how adjustments could amplify their movie's commercial prospects in the ever-evolving entertainment landscape. The evolution of advertising. Traditional advertising believes that bombarding people with ads makes them more likely to buy a product. But today, we discover new products through recommendations and targeted online ads. For many consumers, hearing the same old brand information again and again isn't helpful or convincing anymore. CEOs are losing trust in traditional ads and want better proof of their effectiveness. Big data offers a game-changing alternative to old-school advertising. By analyzing not only traditional data like customer loyalty program results but also new data like your online searches and location from your phone's GPS, ads can target you specifically. They can tailor ads based on your income, shopping habits, and where you live. It's a whole new era of advertising, bringing personalized messages right to your fingertips. Revolutionization of education with digital lectures. Traditional education leans heavily on old-fashioned methods like lectures, lacking interaction and feedback. In contrast, digital lectures provide flexibility, allowing students to learn at their own pace. Platforms like Coursera enhance learning with interactive quizzes. These quizzes track student engagement and performance, providing valuable insights into learning patterns. By analyzing this data, educators can refine their teaching methods and course content. In essence, digital learning revolutionizes education by making it more accessible and personalized. For centuries, people have tried to figure out love. Now, matchmaking sites like OkCupid are making it more scientific. You answer questions and rate the importance of different traits. OkCupid compares your answers with others to suggest potential matches. But while it's helpful, matching profiles doesn't guarantee success. Online interactions can be tricky. Some profiles get lots of attention and overwhelm people, while others hardly get noticed. Plus, profiles don't show important relationship aspects like conflict resolution and communication. Fight crack cocaine in 1980s Pittsburgh. During the 1980s, crack cocaine surged in Pittsburgh. Police responded by arresting dealers, conducting stings, and increasing patrols. To manage limited resources, researchers tried predicting where dealers would strike next, using the broken window theory, which suggests that neglect in a neighborhood leads to more crime. Researchers upgraded their methods to identify factors attracting criminals, such as areas lacking other dealers or featuring factories instead of homes. They analyzed emergency phone call records and considered seasonal patterns, as outdoor drug dealing is influenced by weather. Using an artificial neural network inspired by human brain function, they improved predictions for criminal activity, outperforming traditional models. The Pittsburgh city government remained skeptical. However, in the 1990s, New York City successfully utilized crime mapping to guide policing efforts and lower crime rates. Following suit, Richmond, Virginia, accepted predictive policing in 2003, resulting in reduced complaints of criminal activity. Enhanced security with advanced technology. Big data could predict potential criminal or terrorist activity. Instead of relying on intrusive measures like airport screenings, imagine security using biometric scanning, thermal image analysis, and observing body language to identify risks more accurately and respectfully. Researchers use clever algorithms to examine your digital trail, digging into your past actions to uncover hidden insider threats that might not be obvious at the time. Mike King, from Esri, leverages big data to enhance safety by identifying who is most at risk of becoming a victim. By studying the where, when, and under what circumstances crimes occur, analysts develop a formula to predict risk levels and help you strategize ways to stay safer. The brain-like predictive algorithm. A company in Silicon Valley has created a groundbreaking predictive algorithm that mimics the human neocortex, the newest part of our brain. This algorithm learns and operates much like our brain, using columns and cells to connect different pieces of information in a hierarchical manner. Just as our brain relies on a continuous flow of information, this algorithm operates on a constant stream of data. Similar to human thought processes, it doesn't just analyze individual data points but adjusts its predictions as it receives new information, all without any human intervention. It's like having a digital brain that can foresee and adapt to the future, reshaping it with each new piece of data it absorbs. In the realm of algorithms, data has a limited lifespan. So, the program using them doesn't retain information forever. It's akin to teaching a computer to forget, much like our own memory adapts with context and goals. This human-like behavior is crucial. Our minds adjust to new information. By automating these functions, we're paving the way for computers to handle more mental tasks, a core aspect of the naked future. Privacy may decrease, but historically, it's been rare anyway. For most of history, people lived in tight-knit communities where everyone knew each other's business. The trade-off? Greater control over what's ahead. Imagine safer cities, better movies, and enhanced education and healthcare. It's a trade-off worth considering as we march into the future. Key points. 1. Big data predicts trends, shaping decisions. 2. Telemetry aids precise predictions, from earthquakes to flu outbreaks. 3. Self-tracking empowers individuals to understand habits and health. 4. Advanced data analysis revolutionizes public health and climate prediction. 5. Digital lectures and personalized learning platforms transform education. 6. Predictive algorithms adjust the future based on continuous data streams. 7. Automation of memory and algorithms offers greater control over the evolving future.